This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
On the Chicago Board of Trade Friday, March wheat into the week at 6:10 and three quarter. That was down three quarter. May wheat ended at 6:14 and three quarter, down a half. July wheat ended at 6:16 and a half, unchanged. March corn on Friday ended at 4:14 and three quarter, up seven. May corn ended at 4:23, up six and three quarter. July corn ended at 4:29 and three quarter, up six and three quarter. January soybeans on Friday ended at 10:47 and a half, up 18 and three quarter. March beans ended at 10:54, up 18 and three quarter. May beans ended at 10:61, up 18 and a half. January soybean meal on Friday ended at 379.70, up 83. March meal ended at 361.80, up 61. And May meal ended at 353.10, up 53. January soybean oil on Friday ended at 32.46, up 53. March oil ended at 32.59, up 54. May oil ended at 32.81, up 54. March oats on Friday ended at 306. That was down 1 3/4. May oats ended at 308 and a half, down 2. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's Grain Market Report. Illinois country grain prices ended mostly higher on Friday afternoon. Technical buying on light trading volume pushed corn and soybeans higher at the Board of Trade. And in northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 6 to 7 cents at 374 to 395. Soybean bids 19 cents higher at $10 to 1032. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 7 cents at 380 to 399, while soybean bids gained 17 to 19 cents at 1021 to 1060. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 7 cents at 387 to 401. Soybean bids advanced 17 to 19 cents at 1030 to 1056, with the wheat bids steady to a penny higher at 511 to 577. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 19 cents higher at 1043 to 1058. Basis steady, ranging from 5 under to 10 over the January. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $404.70 to $434.70. That's up $8.30 per ton, with basis steady range from 25 to 55 over the January. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 7 cents higher at $403 to $415, with basis steady range from 12 under to option the March. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 7 to 9 higher at $3.95 to $4.03, basis steady to 2 cents higher, range from 20 to 12 under the March. Soybeans gained 19 cents at $10.52 to $10.60, with basis steady range from 4 to 12 over the January. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators place their producer corn bids 5 to 7 higher at $4.19 to $4.21. These same elevators raised their soybean prices 19 cents with quotations at 1081 to 1082. Soft red winter wheat 1 cent lower at 610 to 611, while the Milo was 7 cents lower at 465 to 470. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country grain elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 393 up to 409. New crop soybean bids at 969 to 998. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 393 up to 409. New crop soybean bids at 981 to 1004. In the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 379 up to 409. New crop soybean bids at 971 to 999. And wheat bids for June, July delivery in southern Illinois, those bids range from 558 up to 587. That completes our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade Friday, February hogs ended at 81.55, up a quarter. April hogs ended at 84.20, up 52. May hogs ended at 87.70, up 112. January feeder cattle on Friday ended at 213.72, down $1.02. March feeders 211.90, down 82. April feeders ended at 212.70, down 82. December cattle on Friday ended the week at 164.75, up 2.25. February cattle ended at 162.47, up $1.90. April cattle ended at 161.47, up 207. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is David Humphreys, the Illinois Department of Agriculture, with Friday, the 26th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 16 cents higher in a range of $68 to $77, with a weighted average carcass price of $74.80. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading mostly steady with very light demand for light offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 37 to 43, 4 to 5 weight at 41 to 46, 5 to 6 weight at 44 to 47, and over 600 pounds at 48 to 50. In the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gelts of country buying points are trading mostly steady with very light demand for light offerings ranging from 46 to 54. Receipts for Illinois hogs today have totaled 20,827. In the Illinois Direct Cattle Trade, from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on live basis traded at 160 to 164.50 and on address basis at 257 to 260. Heifers on a live basis traded at 161 to 165 and on address basis at 257 to 260. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 170 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $87.65, which was 26 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $244.52, which was 58 cents higher, with select carcasses at $235.61, which was $242 higher. From the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 44,000 compared to 101,000 for last week and zero for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated 187,000 compared to 430,000 last week and zero for 1 year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is David Humphreys, the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Farming cooperatives play an important role in our agriculture industry. For a look into the future of cooperatives, I spoke with Mike Heckner, Central Region President with CoBank.
Well, Angela, the co-ops are well prepared for changes. You know, they've been involved in agriculture for many, many years. We financed some of these co-ops for over 100 years. So, you know, we're very familiar with their situation. In the last 10 years or so, these co-ops have built stronger balance sheets. They are a lot like farmers. So farmers have gotten a lot stronger. They built liquidity up. So have the co-ops. And so they're positioned well for cycles. They know cycles are going to come. So, you know, obviously the better the farmers do, the better the co-ops do. So, you know, we'd like to see all farmers prosper and do very well. And therefore all the co-ops do too. But I think we're in pretty good shape right now for some adjustments. Leverage level has been coming down. It peaked in about 2008, 2009. But you know, the years since then have been very good to kind of get that debt digested. So we're standing in a pretty good spot right now.
And can you speak as to the interest level that farmers have in co-ops? Does it seem to be holding steady? Do they seem to be pulling back and doing things individually?
You know, that's a good question. And I think the co-ops still serve a very vital role out in most rural communities. You know, they're very attuned to the competitive issues. And they know that there are a lot of different options for farmers to go find products, different places to sell their crop. So they're very market driven and they're very competitive. And I think also the thing that we're seeing, the level of service is really increasing too. So it's not just about cheap input prices, more money paid for crops coming in. It's also a lot about the service. As we know, farmers like to have good service. That machinery on the farm makes harvest go a lot faster, a lot of volume coming in. So co-ops are better positioned to handle that crop quickly.
Very true. Very good point. And Farm Credit does a lot of things that many people may not even be aware of. And one of those things is working with CoBank. So can you highlight what exactly that is?
Well, CoBank is part of the Farm Credit system. We work well together with Farm Credit Associations, and together we provide a lot of capacity to the ag industry. So we work together when some of these lines of credit are very large. So we work together with the Farm Credit Associations in some cases to put the total capacity together. We can pay patronage to the on the loans that we make. And that's also a very beneficial part about financing with CoBank or the Farm Credit System. So, you know, and we understand agriculture. You know, this is the kind of thing that we've been doing for many years. We built our career on that, and we're very focused on that industry. So I think together with the capacity and the expertise that we provide to agriculture, I think all that we provide a valuable service to agriculture. So,
and CoBank has recently announced a few initiatives. Would you like to explain what those are?
Well, part of our mission is to serve rural agriculture. So, one of the things that we're trying to do is figure out ways using our existing authorities that we can provide some capital, much needed capital, in rural communities. We're involved in two different things to try to do that. One's a partnership with USDA, just trying to figure out how to work with existing authority, existing resources at USDA, to work together and provide capital into rural infrastructure. That's one thing that we've started to do with the USDA. The other is a partnership that we put together with other farm credit entities to land in rural communities and more junior debt. So it'd be sub-debt and equity level. Pretty limited scope in that regard, really. But with eight different entities, we're trying to get focused on ways that we could help develop rural America in that area. So two different things that we're working with, trying to see if we can make a difference and fulfill our mission to serve rural agriculture.
Again, that was CoBank Central Region President Mike Heckner. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.